Welcome. This is Liz Wendling, and you are listening to this week's podcast on personal power and responsibility, otherwise known as not playing the blame game. Owning your personal power and taking 100% responsibility will always go hand in hand with success, achievement, motivation, growth, happiness, and developing a thriving business or practice. 100% responsibility for your life means no complaining, no gossiping, no excuses, and no blaming. That's a tough one for a lot of people. It's not the economy. It's not your parents. It's not your employees. It's not your lack of resources. It's not your spouse or the weather and countless more. It is up to you to take full responsibility and take the bull by the horns if you want that success in life, period. That's it. As a business consultant, sales expert, and emotional intelligence coach, I truly believe that everyone who has a business is also the sales and marketing person for that business. You have to market your services and sell yourself and expertise. So I show professionals how to create business development strategies that result in new clients and new business. I show them not only where to start, but how to put it all together in a customized plan that fits their personality, their business, and their style. I don't believe in one-size-fits-all approaches. I don't believe in quick fixes or putting a big band-aid on gigantic problems. I believe in getting in there and fixing what's broken, so that you can create long-term strategies that lead to lasting results. So let's hop in and start talking about personal power and responsibility. Successful professionals know that how they respond to things and the choices they make can be the difference between reacting and reaching their goals or coming face to face with failure. Some of our past programming has taught us that we could always find ways to let ourselves off the hook by making excuses, blaming ourselves, and blaming others. The circumstances, you could also blame other people, you can blame your family or your spouse, but that might have worked when we were kids, but that way of thinking now is fatal to your business. In the past, yeah, we got away with blaming everybody in our way, but no longer can we do that. Every time you place the blame on someone else and not take responsibility for yourself, it's like pressing down hard on the brakes of your business. So I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to a new way of thinking. And this could be a radical approach for some people, but I challenge you to take 100% responsibility for everything that happens or does not happen. The good and the not so good. This is a huge step into becoming more successful. It's having that unshakable belief and faith in yourself. And take that stance to make a firm decision to believe in yourself and accept that you create your own circumstances. And if it works for 21 days, try it out for 21 days. And if it works, go ahead and try it for another 21 days and another and another and another. And before you know it, you've created a lifestyle of you being in control and you having 100% responsibility for what does and doesn't happen in your life or in your business or practice. So I want to leave you with four things that you can do right away to put yourself on the 100% responsibility track. So number one is change your belief. Change your mindset and you can change your results. Have that faith and belief in yourself and deeply believe that. Make a decision to accept the fact that you create all your experiences. You experience success because of you, and you will experience pain, struggle, and strife because of you. Now that may sound a little strange, but accepting this level of responsibility is incredibly empowering. It means you can do, change, and be anything that you want if you get out of your own way. Stumbling blocks become that. They get in your way if you allow them to get in your way with blaming and excusing yourself for your behavior. So take control of that. It's very empowering when you know that everything that's happening in your life, you're pretty much in control of what that is. Number two, accept no less than 100% responsibility. Successful people take full responsibility for their thoughts they think, the images that they visualize, and the actions they take or don't take. They don't waste their time and energy blaming and complaining. They evaluate their experiences and decide if they need to change them or not. They face the uncomfortable and take risks in order to create the life, the practice, and the business they want to have. Number three, this is a tough one. And boy, I know it's tough because I listen to this all day, every day, just not only in my life, but even when clients are coming to me. And that is to really hear yourself and stop complaining. And every time you hear yourself complain, make a mental note of that. Take a look at what you're complaining about. I'm too fat. I need to lose 5 pounds. I'm always tired. I can never get out of debt. My spouse doesn't love me. There's always traffic every time I get on the roads. I won't ever get a better job. People never hire me. I can't stand the relationship I have with my sister. I'll never find my soulmate. And on and on and on. Really examine those complaints, because more likely you can do something about almost every single one of them. So they're not about other people, other things, or other events. They're almost always, always, always about you. You can change that. If you think you're too fat, then you lose weight. If you can't get out of debt, you stop overspending. You have control, but complaining about it does absolutely nothing. Number four, make an immediate change. Are you unhappy about something that is happening right now? If so, make requests that will make it more desirable to you, or take steps to change it yourself. Making a change in your mindset, might be uncomfortable for you. It might mean that you have to put in more time, money, and effort. It might mean that somebody might get upset with you, or it makes you feel bad about your decision. It might be difficult to change or leave a situation, but staying is your choice. So why continue to complain? So if you stay in the situation and just complain about it, that's your fault. So isn't it a great relief to know that you can make your life, your business, or your practice any way that you want it to be? Isn't it wonderful that your successes don't depend on someone else? So I want to challenge you. I want to free you from your excuses, your reasons, your complaining and blaming, and letting yourself off the hook. This is not how successful people act. If you don't think or like where you are, do something about it. Move in a different direction. Shift gears. Step on the gas. You are in control. I always tell my clients, you are the 911 call for yourself on your business. Where you are is where you are. That's a given. Where you're going is completely up to you. I want to say that again. Where you are is where you are, and that's a given. You're living it right now. But where you're going is completely up to you. So I encourage you, whether it's with me or another coach or someone else, give this some deep thought. And what will you implement and take action to grow your business or your practice today? So think about this. What would just one extra client or extra sale a week or a month do for your life and your business and your practice? How would that make a significant impact on your revenue at the end of the year? If that answer leaves you wondering, and if what we talked about today resonates with you and you want to take some action in some form, you could always get a book, take a class, hire a coach, but it comes down to go big or go home. It comes down to doing something and to stop complaining. And if you don't have the confidence, clarity, and direction you need to reach those new levels of success, you can do something about it. And that is taking action. Because taking action in the right direction is always going to be the first step in anything that we're trying to create. It's about getting clear about the business you really want so you can set bold goals with confidence and make confident decisions that guide you in the right direction. You get clear and identify the most relevant strategies to create the quickest results for you. You get clear about your ideal clients and who they really are and what they really want and what they're willing to pay for your products and services and so much more. But when you step into full responsibility, step back and watch the life that you can create for yourself. So at this point, if you're feeling like you want to talk to someone or you want to find out what I offer, I always encourage people to reach out, email me, call me. And if I can help you, I am sure I know someone that can. Let's have that conversation. See where you're at. Talk about where you want to go. And again, if I can't step in and offer some advice or point you in the right direction, I always know someone that can. I look forward to the next time.